Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Weather and fire lead tonight. Support weather in the south. A deadly explosion and fire in the northeast. In the south,
a tornado is confirmed about 60 miles northeast of Jackson, Mississippi. The National Weather Service there saying the rural towns of Silver City and Rolling Fork especially hard hit. Rolling Fork Mayor Eldridge Walker says when the sirens were activated,
my wife and I got in the bathtub and covered our heads. By the time we did that, it sounded like a train coming through the house.
He says it happened quickly, and when they stepped outside,
what we found is devastation all around us.
And Mayor Walker says people who've had to be rescued from homes and treated for injuries. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
In West Reading, Pennsylvania, two people are confirmed dead, but nine more are unaccounted for in the aftermath of an explosion and a fire at a chocolate factory. Police Chief Wayne Holbin.
There are still rescue efforts underway at the scene. The identities of those involved will not be released at this time.
A three-day strike this week did the trick, breaking a long logjam in contract talks between Los Angeles schools and their support personnel.
LA Mayor Karen Bass announced the agreement.
Well, we've done it.
The tentative deal comes after a three-day walkout. The workers, including bus drivers, custodians, and cafeteria workers, had threatened to walk out again if a deal wasn't reached. LA School Superintendent Alberto Cavallo calls it a landmark deal.
This is a multi-year agreement, the likes of which has never been negotiated in this district.
The key part of the agreement is a 30% pay increase. There will also be fully paid health care for anyone who works at least 4 hours a day. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Tensions are higher again today between the U.S. and Iran. The reasons explained by President Biden and our David Martin.
The aftermath of a strike by American jets against what U.S. officials called the headquarters of the Iranian-backed Islamic Revolutionary Guards in eastern Syria. The pilots observed a secondary explosion. A sign they also hit an ammo dump.
Be prepared for us to act forcefully, protect our people. That's exactly what happened last night.
As the District Attorney of Manhattan considers possible criminal indictments of former President Trump, who has been insulting him on social media and in one posted picture holds a baseball bat next to a picture of the DA, the office of Alvin Bragg received a threat to kill him and a powdery substance that turned out to be harmless. Meantime,
Trump's legal challenges in Washington are mounting. A federal judge ordered several of his former top aides to testify about his conduct before and during the January 6th Capitol attack.
Correspondent Robert Costa. The NCAA Elite Eight has no number one seeds for the first time. Latest to fall, Alabama to San Diego State, Houston to Miami. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomblastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomblastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow.
We are the Iron Plow.
It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
It's not
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, you made it to Friday. You made it to the weekend, pal.
Oh, happy Friday, Crudy. Evan working hard on the board. Our fair audience, happy, happy Friday to us all.
What do we do on Fridays, Tom?
We air the grievances, Crudy.
I got a feeling you got a couple of them. I can tell from your furrowed brow.
Maybe not some for the air, but yeah, I got some.
Hey, man, save that crabbiness for the wife. Give me the love. We're going to have a good time today. It is Friday. We got Maggie Dawn. Everybody loves when Maggie Dawn comes around. She'll join us in the happy hour at 5 o'clock, and we're going to air some grievances. Tom, we're going to do a little audience participation today at 844-967-2789. And here is the exceptional news. If you're super cool today, if you got a hot take, you can win free Charlie Barron's VIP tickets at the Comedy Club on State. He will be there Monday. Upcoming Monday, March 27th, I guess they shifted the showtime to 7:30 p.m., and we will give you some up-close and personal seats, the VIP section, right here on the Devil's Advocates. Two pair to give away. One this hour. One pair. That's two tickets. One pair this hour, and then, we'll let Maggie Dawn play along next hour. Unfortunately, she's out of town. She won't be at the big show. But, Dom, I'm quite hopeful that lawyer's lawyer Dan Kelly might be.
Is that what he is? A lawyer's lawyer?
Well, apparently he thinks he is. Let me ask you something completely different. I was listening to one of the other fine products here on the Civic Media Network, and I hate when the audience does it, but I'm going to do it to you. And I feel like we should steal their good idea. You know, we're turning towards spring. I'm looking out the window. I swear to God, I see a robin out there. Blue skies, it looks like it could be a nice day. And here's why I know that spring is coming. Not because the weather's getting any better. I hear perhaps Snowmageddon this weekend.
You're supposed to get 6 inches here in Milwaukee tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what she said. What I would say is the fact that home opener, the Brewers home opener, is a week from Monday, Dom. Does that not excite you?
Yeah, are you going, man, to the boys game? Of summer coming back around. That certainly excites me.
Now, I've been making plans. We've been scheming rapidly to go to American Family Field and to broadcast you know, from the parking lot at least, and then go to the game, and then come back and do the greatest radio show ever as sort of a Brewers postgame show. You're in for at least the broadcast portion. You've committed to the broadcast, right?
Yeah. Like always, Crudy, I'll be on the air. Beyond that, I'll have to check the schedule.
You don't know if you're going to Brewers opening day? I got tickets, man. For you.
I appreciate that.
And a number of the civic media hosts. We're all going to go. We're all going to broadcast from there. And very excited to be Brewers affiliates, WISS 1100 AM. They're listening to us there right now, Dom. And also WRCE in Richland Center, two of our fine Brewer affiliates. But here's the, you know, I know I'm going down several rabbit holes. Turning towards spring, and that's a Wisconsin thing, man. We got some hammer winters around here, right? Long-ass winters. Hell, we had an inch of snow on the ground yesterday. Now, that melted off rapidly. But long-ass winters. And when the Brewers season starts, that is one of the very first indicators that spring is here, man. It's finally over.
Well, there's a reason there's a retractable roof on the stadium, man.
That has been a
spring around here isn't necessarily always what you would imagine it to be. And I did see a robin the other day, so we're getting there.
The retractable roof at now American Family Field is a tremendous improvement. You remember the county stadium days?
Yeah.
You ever go to a home opener at county stadium?
Not a home opener, but I've been to plenty of county stadium games.
You know you're a Wisconsinite when you go to a home opener and you got 6 inches of snow and it's 34 degrees right. And you can see the steam coming out of the batter's breath. You know what I'm saying? That's yeah. The way it used to be. It used to suck for those games. Now that retractable roof, super cool. All the home games. Dom, did I mention we're going to give away lots of free tickets to our audience to all the home games?
Really?
Media's got, we got a hook on some tickets, man. Lots of them. So we're going to, first and foremost, give away some Brewer tickets once we approach the season. That's next week's problem. Closer to Election Day, April 4th. April 3rd is the home opener. But today, Dom, we're going to give away a couple of pair of Charlie Barron's tickets for the big show on Monday. And my thing is, what is the most Wisconsin thing ever? Stole that from one of the earlier shows. Most Wisconsin thing ever. What's the most Wisconsin thing you've ever experienced? I've got a little story, but I'd like you to go first if you got one.
Like that's a pretty wide net, man. Well, like the Packers are the most Wisconsin thing ever.
Yeah.
Breweries are very Wisconsin-y, right? That's a big thing for us here in the state of Wisconsin.
I'm not thinking so much as a brick and mortar like Lambeau Field is like an experience. Or a saying, or, you know, I'm allowing you to cast it within your twisted mind, Dom, but, you know.
Is not it. That's not an acceptable answer for you. The Packers is also not the most beer. Wisconsin thing, not so an what, acceptable what, answer to you. So,
well, pick your beer.
I mean,
what's the most Wisconsin beer?
Ponder, ever? Perhaps. What?
What's the most Wisconsin? I mean, even amongst beer, what is the most Wisconsin beer ever?
PBR.
Oh, au contraire. You might like the PBR. I don't know if I've ever drank a PBR in my life.
Really?
I swear to God, I could not tell. I'm sure I tipped one at Roman Coin. The Roman Coin! I'm sure I've tipped one. But I cannot tell you with certainty that I would be able to identify the taste of a PBR if I was given three beers in a blind taste test. I wouldn't know which one the PBR was.
Well, you're not a big beer drinker anyway, though, right?
Not a huge one. But if,
but you'd recognize a Spotted Cow, right? Nuclear.
Oh, absolutely. Because that's good beer.
It is a fine beer. But, I mean, Frederick Pabst, I mean, this is historic beer here, man.
Well, yeah, but it's less than good. You know, good is what I'm looking for. That and phone callers, I see a few starting to line up. Hey, don't forget to screen them there for us, Ebone, at 844 967-2789. We're trying to.
I don't know. Now you're saying good. Tickets. I mean, you keep putting qualifiers on. Perhaps there are some things that are very Wisconsin that are not good. Like, I don't know, political gerrymandering, the worst in the country. That's very Wisconsin.
That is very
that's
Wisconsin.
That's not good.
But that's a bad thing. That's a bad thing. But it could be a good answer if framed properly. It could be the award-winning, I got a couple of free tickets to Charlie Barron's for you answer. So it's up to you to cast upon what is the most Wisconsin thing that you've ever seen or experienced. But I can tell you, I was just trying to cajole even a semi-good answer out of you, Selvia. Come on, man. Try a little harder.
Beer. On, man.
What's the most
just
Wisconsin
because you don't
thing?
Like the answers Beer. You get doesn't mean they're not good answers. All right. All right, genius.
It wasn't
Let me
a
turn
great
it around.
Answer.
Why don't you give me your most Wisconsin thing?
Sure.
Oh, what, but okay. Let's hear it.
First thing that came to mind, actually, was cheering for the Badgers at the old Fieldhouse. I remember Tim Locum making a lot of threes one night playing against Northwestern, and we were right on the baseline, and you know, getting a lot of FaceTime on ESPN. That was a very Wisconsin-y experience. But here's probably the one I would use. The most Wisconsin thing I think I've ever experienced. As you know, my wife and I recently went on a renewal of our vows, a little second honeymoon. And, you know, when you get away from the kids, you get a nice hotel room. We got these nice resorts down in the Keys. And we spent a little quality time together. And at some point, we had some marital relations, let's just say. And we're enjoying each other's company. And we get done and... My wife looks at me and says, "Okay, then, see you next time."
See you next time?
You don't know that? Quick trip. That is the invariable, actually.
What? No, dude.
Yes. What? See you next time. Every time you leave a Quick Trip, they say to you, "See you next time."
I guess I don't go to Quick Trip very often.
Well, they say it every time. That's like part of the script. And I had a guy today that did not say that to me. And that's a joke about my wife and I. She didn't actually say that to me. But someone did conversationally, like completely out of context. You know, you're saying some sort of greeting. And they said, "See you next time." The Quick Trip goodbye is "see you next time." That is the most Wisconsin thing ever. If I answered, what? I would
Come
award
on,
me a
man.
Couple of
that's,
Charlie Barron's tickets.
That's a terrible answer. I like Kuchka's here. He texts me out, "The most Wisconsin thing ever, dancing on a picnic table at Summerfest." There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, that's a better answer than beer.
Well, it's a better answer than Quick Trip. Come on, man.
844-967-2789. Let's step outside our borders. Who's your Bob? What's the most Wisconsin thing ever, and what's your political grievance?
Hey, Bob.
Okay. Just off the top of the head, the most Wisconsin thing ever is every time I cross the Cheddar border, it's the Mars Cheese Castle. that's like a homecoming.
And who's your Bob? You got a quick Friday grievance for us.
I've got an observation on the first sign of spring. It's when the Cubs are mathematically out of the running.
You know, our buddy Fancy Brian Kelly is a big Cubs fan. The Brewers actually open up at Wrigley Field, a twin billing this weekend, I believe Saturday, Sunday game. And then Monday, April 3rd, right here on the Civic Media Network, at least on a couple of the stations, Brewers going off and the Devil's Advocates broadcasted live in the parking lot. It could get sloppy, Bob. I'm telling you, it could get a little ugly because nothing says Wisconsin more to Dom than beer.
I opened up April 3rd, 2003 at Wrigley. I was working there and we showed up at work and we couldn't get into the stadium. It was completely snowed in.
That sounds very typical. Come back, poor Devils.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with the Civic Media network of radio stations.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot
one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm warning begins at 4 a.m. this morning and continues until 1 p.m. this afternoon. Overcast skies overnight with snow likely. Lows around 31. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow, snow likely 37. 5 to 10 inches of snow overnight through tomorrow with another inch Sunday night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Most Wisconsin thing this hour wins a pair of free Charlie Barron's VIP tickets Monday night at the Comedy Club on State. He's doing a live taping of the Cripes cast with Mike Wagner. Mike Wagner is a journalism professor at UW-Madison, and the occasion is to help get out the vote, man. Apparently, Election Day coming up rapidly, Dom. You know, the old Supreme Court race. I think we're going to get there. Dan Kelly, he's known as a lawyer's lawyer. But mostly, that's like, you know, Paul calling himself T-Bone, right? Right. I'm a lawyer's lawyer. I'm a broadcaster's broadcaster, Dom.
You're a Wisconsinite's Wisconsinite. Crudy, how about, I got a couple here. I did a little Googling. I've refreshed my memory.
Okay.
Here. I'm cheating.
You
I'm
move
cheating.
Beyond oh, wait, beer?
Yeah, here we go. Well, beer, of course, beer. Summerfest, we kind of talked about that already.
Summerfest is near and dear to you.
World's largest music festival right here on the shores of Lake Michigan, downtown Milwaukee. Love it, love it, love it. Les Paul, man, the Wizard of Waukesha. Can't forget about Les Paul and, of course, Harley Davidson. These are some iconic Wisconsin ideas and products and services.
Coon Creek, canoe races?
Not so much. Come Maybe on, if man. You were there, you will remember it.
That's a very Wisconsin. Oktoberfest in La Crosse. How about that one?
Nah, it's no Summerfest, man. Everyone has Oktoberfest,
You
right?
take that back.
Nobody has Summerfest. Only Wisconsin has Summerfest.
Mm. The Birkebeiner in Hayward. That's pretty Wisconsin-specific, is it not? Have you heard of an alternative Birkebeiner?
Yeah. What's that again?
I think it's a race. Come okay. on, man. It's a ski race. Most Wisconsin thing. You've got to have a better answer than Dominic to win a pair of tickets for Charlie Barron's beer.
Does it
got to
be better than
answer.
Quick Trip, or are you keeping those tickets, Crudy?
Somebody give... I bought my wife tickets. I got her some VIP tickets, and you can still buy the VIP tickets, I think. The rest might be sold. Go on the Comedy on State website. VIP tickets, those are the up-close and personal tickets. They're like $50 each, so my wife's like, you got to get me tickets on. You know, thinking I'm just going to have a pair in my back pocket. No, I went to the box office like everybody else. I get her a pair of VIP tickets. Oh, I can't go that night.
Typical, right?
And I wasn't even her date. So her date, her cousin, her girlfriend, Jess, hopefully has a second. Otherwise, we're setting Jess up for a date at the Charlie Barron's event. You could win. 844-967-2789. You got to have a better answer than beer. Brian from Broadhead, what's the most Wisconsin thing you can think of, sir?
The curd burger.
the curd burger at Culver's once a year. Sells out, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Now, do you like them, man? Because that's a little too much cheese. I feel like it's a cardiac arrest on a bun.
I've only actually been able to try it once because they sell out so fast.
That is a tremendous...
But yeah, I loved it.
Do you remember when there used to be Gilbert Burgers? When Gilbert Brown had his own burger?
No, I don't.
Those were good as well. They weren't quite as cheesy as the curd burger. Brian, are you hopeful to win some tickets to the Charlie Baron show?
Sure, why not?
All right, man. Well, hold tight. Ebone will get some of your information. We'll put you down for a maybe, and we'll keep moving down the phones. 844-967-2789. Victor from Madison. Most Wisconsin thing ever. Maybe your Friday grievance. You can take a couple of quick cracks at it.
I was going to say the name La Follette in the news.
La Follette? Most Wisconsin thing ever?
Yeah, going back, you know.
Well, how about this one, Victor? Godlewski. The new name in Wisconsin politics. Can you get that one out? That's a little easier than Protus Sawitz, but that might be the next name in Wisconsin politics.
I live near Willie Street. I just saw a Judge Janet lawn sign. I wish I could get one. I've only seen one so far on the street.
I don't know, man. You got to reach out to the Democratic Party. I think the party is now sort of officially, unofficially supporting the Protus Sawitz campaign. Dom, this might shock you. Perhaps the most Willie Street thing I can think of. I think Victor might have taken advantage of the 420 break. What do you think?
Thanks, Victor.
I'm not holding it against you, Victor. I'm just a little envious at the moment.
Come on. I'm sure you were there not so long ago yourself. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going on the lines. The most Wisconsin thing ever? Jack from the Mac, you're up. Welcome, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jack. How you doing, man?
Oh, just peachy keen, thank you. Yeah, well, you know the saying about it's springtime in Wisconsin. If you don't like the weather, wait a few minutes, it'll change.
Mm-hmm.
So late Easter, I was on a vacation in California. And when I came back, I'd been living in a house that had a crawl space underneath, and the furnace had gone out. And when I got back, the weather had gone from cold enough to freeze the pipes and blow the pipes to warm enough that the pump kept on pumping water into the house.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. So, yeah, I had a bit of a cleanup, but that's pretty Wisconsin, sudden change of weather like that in the springtime, I'd say.
Well, I would say, Jack, do you got my back on the... See you next time. The quick trip goodbye.
Terrible. Worse than beer. Way worse, Crudy. Jack, what are your thoughts?
Quick trip is pretty much Wisconsin, I think. Yeah.
Well, so
see you next time,
beer,
Jack.
But you can't just take them all. That could be a Leidy's. That could be a Miller. That could be a Molson Coors.
Brew City, man, it's Milwaukee. That's what we do. It's like Motown in Detroit, but beer. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. Come back, 844-96-PARTY.
All right, see you later.
Wrong!
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. One of many storms hitting the South tonight, this one in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, confirmed to have been hit by a tornado with a lot of damage. In West Reading, Pennsylvania, northwest of Philadelphia, 9 people remain missing. 2 are known dead in a chocolate factory explosion.
We're told about 5 o'clock there was at least one explosion, followed by a massive fire that sent thick smoke rising from the building. UGI officials are on scene with first responders. They say what caused the explosion is still unclear.
KYWTV's Yuki Washington. After a three-day strike this week, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass announces a tentative contract deal between LA schools and their support personnel.
When there are 500,000 children and their families involved, this news touches every Angelino.
Sports NCAA hoops. Miami upsets Houston. San Diego State does the same to Alabama. That means there are no more top seeds left. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
This is Hammer, mortgage originator with Provisor. Get your financing game on before you jump into the open house market. Join me at Weichert Realtors Lake Point 8 to 10 every Saturday and Sunday morning in March. Enjoy donuts from Zippy Lube, coffee from Forward Craft and Coffee, and let's talk financing strategy. It's an open house tailgate party at Weichert Lake Point 2045 Atwood Avenue. Visit MadisonOpenHouse.com for more info. Provisor Inc., NMLS ID 1802853, Equal Housing Lender.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Pro tip, if you look up a chili recipe and it doesn't have pasta in it, don't think you can just use all of the same ratios, and adding a box of pasta will not just make it into pasta with chili as the sauce.
You added an entire box of pasta?
I did.
Yeah, that's a little much.
That's too much. Mm-hmm. I had no supervision.
Or like a chili hot dish.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. This little band's from Rockford. That's across the border, man. That ain't a Wisconsin band. You'd be better off playing the Steve Miller Band, right? What is the best?
Yeah, but they came in. They're touring Wisconsin all the time, man. They were always here.
Well, I do like them, but they're not a Wisconsin band. That's like saying, oh, the Bears, they're great. Well, they're not a Wisconsin team, and they suck. I'm sorry.
Well, Steve Miller Band, I think, was formed in like California. So I think you'd have to think of like the Bodines or something. Who else could be there?
You could also tell us, and some are trying to win some Charlie Barron's tickets. We're going to take lots of phone calls this hour. And Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, one of our good friends, next hour is going to make the happy hour happier this Friday. And a couple of thoughts, Tom, for you. You mentioned a couple of things that you think personify somehow the state of Wisconsin. You said Harley Davidson. I would put that down as the number two iconic Wisconsin corporation. Number one, see you next time. Quick Trip, man.
What?
Quick Trip, the number one.
Harley Davidson's going to be celebrating their, what, their 110th anniversary? How long's Quick Trip been around, man?
Not how long, but how many? They're on every corner above and beyond that.
Literally don't have a Quick Trip. I mean, I swing by 5-6 gas stations on my regular, you know, bike path. Not one of them is a Quick Trip. So, you know, I guess it depends on where you live.
You must go out of your way to avoid them. Also, Summerfest.
Certainly,
yes! A marvelous musical festival. I mean, it is the Milwaukee Bucks of musical festivals, but I'm looking for the Wisconsin, the Badgers of musical and party festivals. And I would say, you know, Wisconsin. Freak Fest on State Street, baby. Halloween what? Night on State Street.
Come on,
much
Prudy.
More iconically Wisconsin, the state, than going to Summerfest. You know, a lot of people outstate never have been to Summerfest. Might shock a Milwaukeean like you.
I beg to differ. I think lots of people have come from around the state specifically to go to Summerfest. And if you think Freakfest is going to draw more people from anywhere than Summerfest, I think you're smoking somewhat of Victor's heaven.
Well, I think the first question I asked you is most Wisconsin thing you said, beer. Survey yes. said zero. You got to give a specific beer. You know, if we.
No, you don't have. Come on, beer, man. Beer. Brew City. You know how many breweries we have in Brew City? I mean, the
but you're
history
talking Milwaukee
of breweries
again,
in
baby?
Milwaukee, and not just Milwaukee, all over the state, man. I mean, Wisconsin is beer. I mean, you think about it, Dairyland. Beer? You don't think ginseng or cranberries? Maybe you do. I know you love your Thanksgiving, Crudy. But no, man, beer.
Beer. He said beer. 844-967-2789. If you got a better answer than beer, you could win some Charlie Barron's tickets.
God, I hope it's better than Quick Trip.
Eric from Reedsburg, how you doing, man? What do you got for us?
Well, I'm not doing too bad. I disagree with the Quick Trip because I'm not a big fan of the Zitlos. But anyways, if you're discounting beer, then I can't say world's largest six-pack. So then I'm just going to have to go with Wisconsin Supper Clubs for a Friday fish fry with an old-fashioned.
Oh, that's pretty Wisconsin-y, Eric.
A brandy old-fashioned, right? Yeah, I mean, like how is the old-fashioned prepared, Eric?
Be careful.
I don't know. I'm kind of partial to Southern.
Hmm. You know what I would say, Eric, if you knew your audience really, really well and the arbitrary nature of the ticket giveaway, you might have thrown out the world's largest six-pack. We're both lacrosse dudes. We're both Eagle alums.
Hey, born and bred on the banks of the Mississippi River in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
That's awesome. Eric, if you had some tickets to Charlie Barron's, would you show up?
Unfortunately, I will not be in the area.
Disqualified. Sorry, man. Appreciate you playing along today, though. 844-967-2789. Calling from Wisconsin's East Coast. It's Bob. Welcome, Bob. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bob.
Well, good evening, fellas. Interesting question you've got here. Got one response to the Quick Trip suggestion, and that is that there are no Quick Trips in the city of Milwaukee.
Why is that, Bob?
I don't run their corporation. That's what they've done. That would be a good question for you to ask them.
Next time I see them.
Yeah.
You've heard the statement, though, see you next time. It's like part of their corporate script. You know, it's like, do you want fries with that? That's what they say to you every time.
It's not see you next Tuesday. It's see you next time.
See you next time.
Yeah. See you.
There's, well, they
do that, and they call. I think they've got a four statement situation. They call the home run, but that's Quick Trip, and but they just don't have I can't buy anything from them in the city of Milwaukee. I got to go to a suburb.
Well, Bob, there is no proper response to my opinion. To see you next time. No, I'll see you next time. You know what I mean? It's like one of those when you say something and you realize you've given the wrong. Thank you. Yeah, next time. There's no proper response to see you next time. 844.
I think the acronym is what bothers me the most.
844-967-2789. Lori from Madison. Welcome, Lori. What do you have for us?
Hey, Lori.
I have three quick ones, and you have to agree with me. The State Fair cream puffs.
Oh.
Pie at the Norske Nook.
At where? Where? Pie. Which pie? Because I like lots of pie, but
the
specifically.
Norske Nook. They have three Norske Nooks in Wisconsin.
Huh.
That's kind of a tradition. Or else Kringle.
Kringle. What about like a fish boil on Door County?
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, that's okay. But I mean, Kringle's everywhere.
What? Wait. One more. What about Door County cherry pie?
Oh, that sounds good. And you can usually get that at Norske Nook.
Now, where is this Norske Nook you speak of, Lori? I need to be educated. How did I miss that?
There's one in Hayward. There's one in Osseo. The one in Osseo is like really super famous.
And there's Hayward, Wisconsin, you said?
And there's one in Hayward, and then there's one in DeForest. But the original one is in Osseo, and it's famous.
You know,
the pie is famous. It's a wonderful pie.
I have a, that is excellent. Local knowledge, Lori. I have to drive up to the Twin Cities. I've got concert tickets Easter weekend. Osseo's on the way, Dom.
Get some pie, baby.
Well, you know, of course, I could drive over to DeForest anytime I wanted to, but that sounds like an adventure when I got to go to Osseo for a pie. Lori, make sure Evan gets your information. Maybe we'll put you down for some Charlie Barron's tickets. 844-967-2789. Most Wisconsin thing ever. I said it was replying to sex with, see you next time. And Tom said, beer. What do you say, Drew from Lake Mills?
Hey, Devils, how are you?
Pretty good.
Hey, Drew, good.
Good. Okay, so my fish fry one was already stolen, but I have another one in my back pocket for you.
Lay it on his phone.
And I think it summarizes Wisconsin culture to a T, and that is everybody's favorite summertime volunteer firefighters picnic.
Ooh. Now, are you a firefighter, Drew?
Not anymore, no. But I was at one time.
What happened? They throw you out?
Injury, man.
Well, that's a different thing. On the job or, you know, just chasing the wife around the bedroom? What happened, dude?
No, on the job.
Oh, that's too bad.
But if you think about it, you got fun, you got games, you got kids stuff during the day, you got the beer tent at night with a cover band going. It's amazing.
Drew? If we registered you for some tickets, would you go to the Charlie Barron show on Monday?
I would bend over backwards for tickets for that show.
Well, you may have to. We've had some better answers than yours, but make sure you won't get your contact information. 844-967-2789. I think I probably told the story of when I first met Charlie Barron's fine comedian. My buddy from D-Town about the forest, Boother. Something of a, you know, stand-up comedian in his own regard, put together a little fundraising event in Waterloo, Wisconsin. And I was the MC, and I had never done any comedy before. Just trying to entertain Dom on the radio occasionally. But, you know, I put a little material together, but we were at the Waterloo Fireman's Park Pavilion. That's where I was introduced to the world, you know, as the opening act for Charlie Barron's. And then the really tough part, he was stuck with me for like 3 hours. We had a matinee show and an evening show, and he had to pretend like, you know, I'm one of the funny people. And he knew better, and I knew better. 844-967-2789. My humor was like the answer, beer. Gordy Kopke, how you doing, fella?
Hey, Gordy.
Fantastic.
Hey, man, what's the most Wisconsin thing other than buying your Mother's Day flowers from Kopke's greenhouses?
Korbel brandy on the rocks.
Nice. I was thinking brandy, but I said beer. Good call, Kopke. Crudy, tell Gordon why he's stupid and wrong.
I'm not saying he's wrong. Is that a Wisconsin brandy, Gordy?
No, but we're famous for it. One time when I was a younger man, I was in Las Vegas, and I ordered a Korbel on the rocks, And the bartender goes, "Where in Wisconsin are you from?"
I was in Cozumel one time, and a guy said, "Hey, do you know where that seafood restaurant is?" I said, "Yeah, it's a mile or two up the road there." And the guy said, "You must be from Wisconsin." I said, "I am, but why do you ask? Or why do you say that?" He said, "Everything in Wisconsin's a mile or two up the road."
There.
That's a good one.
Gordy, you going to try to make the show? The Charlie?
I'm gonna try. If I could. Yeah.
Well, you better try quick. I got to see if we got any tickets left. I did ask our fine team. Uh-oh. We are getting very short on tickets. VIP only. Gordy, if you want to go, you better buy some good ones, man. Don't be cheap. Because we have...
I won't be.
We filled up the student section damn near, it looks like.
Excellent.
Great. Looking forward to it.
Well, Gordy, hope to see you there, man. Maybe I'd buy you a Corbell on the Rocks if you came and found Crudy in the bar. 844-967-2789. Just having a little fun. It's Friday. We air grievances. We got Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, coming after 5. So we'll get to the politics. But what's the most Wisconsin thing ever? Dom said beer. I said the Quick Trip. See you next
so
time.
Wrong, man.
Terry from Wausau. Welcome, Terry. What do you got for us?
Hey, Terry.
Hi. I think it's kind of a softball you're throwing out here. It's going to Charlie Baron. I think Wisconsin is very well known for the jargon, the sayings, the yonsos, and don't you knows.
Well, Charlie's F the Bears, right, Terry?
I beg your pardon?
F the Bears. That's one Charlie likes as well.
I'm actually a Bears fan. It probably disqualified me, right?
Oh, sorry, Terry. Line's breaking up. Would you even come down, Terry? I mean, that'd be a long trip for
so good, too.
Terry, would you come down for a Charlie Baron show?
Oh, heck yeah. See, there's one now.
Well, Terry, yeah. If I give you a pair, because I got a couple pairs to give away, so I could be indiscriminate in how I do this. But if I give you a pair, man, and I don't see you at the show, I'm chasing you up to Wausau and whooping your ass. You coming down, Terry?
Go to Domino Bar.
All right. Then I'm going to have Ebone get your information right now. We'll make sure you get a pair. And I got at least one more pair to give away today. Big show Monday night.
Thank you.
Terry, you're welcome, sir. Thanks for listening to the greatest radio show ever, even as a Bears fan. It's like we're coming together, Dom.
Yeah, is that it? We're a very friendly state.
Go That's Packers and F the Bears.
And beer.
And beer.
Beer.
Beer. Come back with us. You could win a pair of tickets to the Charlie Baron Show. I'm going to send Terry. That's only a two-hour drive. I've made that drive. Going the other way. WXEO territory. Bull Falls Radio. You can hear us there. You can hear us all across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And Charlie Barron's, you can hear the Cripes Cast at noon every Saturday or Sunday. It's a horse apiece. Come back with us. We're giving away a couple of Charlie Barron's tickets to you if you tell us the most Wisconsin thing ever.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather brought to you by Nextech Glass, your hometown experts for auto, residential, and commercial glass repair and replacement. Please visit nextechglass.com. That's nextechglass.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm warning begins at 4 a.m. this morning and continues until 1 p.m. this afternoon. Cloudy overnight with snow likely. Lows around 31. Northeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow, 37. Cloudy skies. 5 to 10 inches of snow overnight through tomorrow with another inch Sunday night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Could it be you?
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are 844-967-2789. They are jammed right now, so be patient. The most Wisconsin thing ever, the Violent Femmes, a band from Wisconsin. I think that's one of them. I think that might count. And let's be a little, you know, dark about this. We've had our fair share of mass murder serial killers as well.
Oh, look at you going the whole Ed Gein, Jeffrey Dahmer route.
Right, dude. And then there's more beyond that, but those are the two most famous.
The official numbers, we have 234 tickets sold. The room only holds 300. And some of the tickets are being held back so we can give them away now. So technically, I got to do the math here. I'm not great at doing math on the radio. There's only like 40 tickets left in the room. If you want tickets, buy them now. They will be sold out before we get through all the most Wisconsin things ever. Probably. We'll see. Go to Comedy on Stage, Charlie Behrens. The show is Monday night, 7:30. And the VIP seats, the good seats up front, those are the ones we're giving away. Luann from Adams County. What do you got for us, Luann?
Hi, Luann.
Hi. Wisconsin is probably the only state that lets minors drink in a bar with their parents or a legal guardian.
Ooh.
Should it be, Luann?
I don't think so. I used to own a bar and I used to hate it because I always thought, you're just making these kids into alcoholics, but I had to do it.
What if the parents are degenerate alcoholics, Luann? Then aren't they just
they
teaching them?
They usually were. That's why they had their kids in there, but they let them drive me insane.
But what about pull tabs at the bar, Luann? What was your attitude on those? Was that a little extra revenue?
Well, you know, that's funny you ask that, because I sold them, and everybody I knew sold them. But I got in trouble for selling them. The state come in, and they said, you know, we had this book on, or law on the books for since 1939. We very seldom enforce it. But every once in a while, we pull somebody's name out of the hat. And guess what? You win, and you owe thousands of dollars in taxes. I'm not joking.
That's terrible.
Have you paid all your taxes now, Luann?
I did. Yes, I did. But it's like, I thought to myself, everybody, and I said, everybody does this. You know, well, we know, but like they said, you know, they just pulled the name out of the hat.
Prosecutorial discretion, Luann.
It sucked.
Oh, Luann. Ebone, get some information from Luann. Maybe we can give her some consolation Charlie tickets, but I'm not promising you anything because I only got so many to give away. 844-967-2789. Don't hold back. I've still got tickets for you potentially. Like you, Janet from Broadhead. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Janet.
Well, hello. How's it going?
Excellent.
Good.
Hello? Good.
Most Wisconsin thing ever, Janet. What is it?
Well, I just tuned in, so I'm not sure what all got said. Limburger cheese.
Oh, Friday night fish fries. That one's been checked. You got to be.
Okay, you got Limburger cheese.
We got beer. That was Dom's contribution. I feel like you got to be better than beer or fish fry. You got to be, you know, something.
Limburger cheese.
But is that a place here? I mean, I know there's Colby, Wisconsin. That's Colby cheese. But is there Limburger, Wisconsin? Where is that?
No, like Wisconsin is like one of the only other places that Limburger is made. Correct?
I don't know.
Yeah, in Monroe, Wisconsin, I believe.
Monroe, Wisconsin. Yes, you can go to Bumgardner's. Fish fries. I don't know. What else is Wisconsin? Blue Moon ice cream.
How about this? Janet, here's one for you. Tell me.
Hey, you know what? My birthday is on the 28th. How about some tickets for my birthday? I'm going to be 42. Two tickets.
We'll think on that. Ebone will get your information, but I was going to ask you about the Quick Trip. If she'd have given me positive affirmations about the Quick Trip, see you next time, she would have won for sherzies. But we've got a few more people to get to this hour, 844-967-2789. Dave from Sussex, most Wisconsin thing ever, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hello. I'm not sure if it's been said yet or not, but the bubbler.
Oh, yes. That's excellent, Dave. You know, we considered branding a radio station the bubbler. What do you think about that concept? And then my bright idea, Dave, was on game days, because this radio station happened to be in Green Bay. I thought we should have like a beer bubbler where you could come out and you could drink out of the beer bubbler, but only one drink. Yeah, you know, we didn't want to get you hammered or anything, Dave. But like on game days, you could pull on the bubbler as long as you could suck it in. One long drink. What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I've been to many states and have asked for a bubbler, and people look at me like I'm crazy.
Do you get your money out of a time machine, Dave?
I used to. They're not labeled that anymore around here.
I still make the mistake of walking into places and saying, "Hey, do you got a time machine?"
I've done that.
Dave, appreciate you listening. 844-967-2789. Having some fun. People telling us the most Wisconsin thing ever, other than Charlie Baron's tickets, Monday night at the Comedy Club on State. Buy them if you're not going to win them. We're running short on tickets, but we still got a few to give away. Scott and Madison, welcome. Scott, what do you got for us?
Hey, the smelt. All things smelt. And I know that's fish.
He who smelted night, dealt it?
Smelt is in the little fish that would just be thick in the Oconto River, in the Menominee River, probably in the Fox River. And I'll bet Charlie Barons could say that when he was a kid, they'd get a smelt fry on Friday nights in Manitowoc, out of the Manitowoc River. The smelt would be so thick that you could walk across the river when they were running. That was a long time ago. And if you go back even further when they were that thick, up north in Marinette, there would be smelt wrestling, where they would fill a boxing ring full of smelt and men stripping down to their underwear wrestling in the smelt.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere. Smelt wrestling. Scott, I got to tell you, smelt wrestling might be the most Wisconsin thing I've ever heard.
You can still get smelt, though, at Gates and Brovey in Madison. They have smelt as an appetizer. And I forget who the owners are, but they've got in the old, on Williamson, the old Willie Street bicycle location.
Oh, yeah.
They deep fry some foods, and I was eating there. Now it's been like, I don't know, 10 years ago, and got something deep fried. And when the server came back with the food, and the appetizer had eaten some, that's how it was. I had to ask, are you like making smelt in that deep fryer? I grew up with smelt, and I hadn't seen it in forever. But it's such a distinctive flavor.
It's pungent. It burns the nostrils.
Yeah, delicious.
Scott, hang tight, man. Ebone, get Scott's information. We'll tell people later, but we will definitely award some tickets. You got to stick around for the Happier Happy Hour. If you win some tickets, you'll be happy. Dom, what was that pig wrestling they had in your neck of the woods?
I was going to say, man, pig wrestling in Stevensville, Wisconsin, other places as well for the Roundup, the St. Patrick's Roundup. They don't do that anymore. It was a little mean to the animals.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.